Right now on Robin Hood Radio, our temperature stands at 21 degrees. 21 degrees. Let's warm things up by bringing in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, I don't know how much going to warm you up. one thing is for sure, you're not going to see the wind that we had yesterday.
Well, so, you know, it's funny. We have an STL, or we can use an internet IP to get our signal to our transmitters. And yesterday the wind was so strong, even though it's on a really strong tower, but the STL is right at the top. The STL was phasing in and out because the wind was so strong, it was moving back and forth a little bit. So we had to go over to the internet protocol, and this morning I switched back. That's how strong. It was a constant wind as well. It wasn't just gusts here and there.
Right. And that won't happen today. It'll be breezy, but it won't happen today. And I think, you know, we should have temperatures reaching the low 50s. Tonight, a nor'easter will be close to Cape Cod. I think for us, just cloudy, 30 to 35. I'm not putting in any precipitation in for us. As you head eastbound, yeah, you know, once you get to Hartford and areas east, there may get a little light rain. I think for us, we'll just be right on that edge. Sunny tomorrow, but it gets windy. Low 60s. Thursday, sun mixing with clouds, 55 to 60. And then Friday is cloudy with some rain developing, and it could start as a little snow or sleet. No big deal. Mid-40s, the rain ends Saturday morning. Some sun in the afternoon. We should get head to 60. And then there is another chance of showers on Sunday.
So it looks like we're done with snow now.
Accumulating snow, I would say yes. I still don't like what I see next week.
Okay.
I just don't. There's a very, very potent upper air trough moving toward the East Coast. I think there is going to be a storm forming in the Southeast next week, and I think it's going to come up along the coast. The question is, will the cold air be right on the edge of this storm? It could be lagging back, and for us that would mean just a straight old rain event. Otherwise, it could get interesting, and that'll be around the middle part of next week.
All right. Well, Pat, you are credited once again with nailing the forecast. When Pat O'Connell asked you about whether they would play games, they tried to get in games, but to no avail. You are absolutely right. Absolutely right when you said there won't be any baseball on that day. So there you go. So now you're working for the Mets, right?
Yes, that is tomorrow. Thursday.
Thursday, all right. You're working for the Mets, and you're also doing it for free for the Pauling Little League. Because they get your forecast right here.
Oh, okay.
They don't even
have
to pay.
Well, it's good. That's really good.
Well, why not? So I watched The Mule last night, or during the day. You ever see?
Right. That's the one with, what's his name?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yeah.
You know what?
That was very good.
It's good. It's a Clint Eastwood movie. The guy's 90 years old. He not only did he direct it. And stuff,
he directed it, right?
But he also started it, and he was great in it. You know, you got to give this guy credit. He's just 90 years old, and he was on the screen a lot. He's just amazing. He really is. I mean,
I'm not one of his fans, but
you didn't like Gran Torino?
No, not really.
Oh man.
No, not really. Sorry about that.
I love his movies. I love his movies. I do. Pardon me. He's going to be 89 this year, but still, that's amazing.
Wow.
How many people in Hollywood? And you know what? He knows how to write the scripts for himself. He really does. I mean, he's going to be 89. Amazing.
Absolutely. That is really, you know, it's really a great power to him. Thumbs up. God bless him at 89.
I know. Anyways, so I watched that. It was finally released on, and so I watched that. That's that. So that's the last new movie that will be released, I think, for a while. So you're still working on your movie, right?
I did hear from Jody, and she said she would be more than happy to take the part of Hush Hush, Bette Davis, in that movie. However, she said she would really much prefer a comedy as compared to that movie. Yeah. So she was looking at some comedies, and she was talking about the British version of Death at a Funeral.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't see the British version. I saw the American version, which is very funny.
Yeah.
But I also think it's very complicated. And she also mentioned Cocoon.
Cocoon?
Yes.
You guys, the original one or the remakes?
I think the remakes, you know. I forget who was in it, but...
Wilford Brimley? Aren't you going to do the real one with Wilford Brimley and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she mentioned that, too. I mean, yeah, it's all a possibility, but I think if we had to go any other way, we were still leaning toward a couple of episodes of The Golden Girls.
Uh-huh.
Putting them together.
That's kind of like Cocoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? It will not be my decision. It will obviously be up to the director. And he could speak with Jody, and if the two of them want to, pursue it, let me know, and I will start building the set when I get to the lake.
Building the set.
Yep.
Not only the videographer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Not only the editor, but he builds the sets.
Yep. And it's going to take me a while because all of that takes place in a mansion. So I am going to have to make the studio look,
You could film it at your new house. That's a mansion.
Nah, not really. No way. No. I mean, we have the steps that are real nice. But if anything, we would have to film it in Jody's house, which is a brownstone in the theater district in New York City.
Uh-huh.
So, and we would do that after we close in the fall. So some scenes would be left there. You know, to do there. So, again...
You have to get permission from the New York City Film Commission.
No, we're going to be inside. Heck with them. Heck with them. But in the meantime, everything else has been, moving right along. We've got this big nor'easter tonight. And hopefully it's going to stay on course and move southeast to Cape Cod. Otherwise, places like Portland, Boston... Rhode Island, they'll get snow. You know, we were talking about the 1888 blizzard yesterday. Yeah. I'm still reading the book. I'm more than halfway through it. Just incredible. First of all, there were trains back in 1888.
Yeah, trains got stuck and hundreds of people died in them.
That is absolutely correct. And some ladies had to be carried over the bridge, because they were slipping and falling in the ice and the snow and men had to pick them up and carry them over bridges. People were having heart attacks. It was just unbelievable as I go through it. Because you don't think of these things today. But back then, it was some hardship. And I do think it would make a good movie.
Well, you should do that next year.
No, not me. Forget that. whoever does that movie, boy, make sure you have a hefty budget for special effects, because you have to simulate blizzard conditions, and that takes a lot.
All right. See where it was 70 degrees in Alaska for the earliest time ever the other day, last week?
Right. Global warming, isn't it?
I don't know. It's definitely climate change. 70. We had 40 degrees and rain, and they had 70 degrees.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with that?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it climate change. I would call it climate cycle change. Climate cycle change, because I do think that this is all cyclical. And I think it will even out. Not in our lifetime, but it will even out. And it'll get to a point again where it is going to get very, very cold. But we won't see it, Marshall. You and I won't be around.
I don't know. I plan on going on life support.
Oh, All right. Well, I'm going to be just like Disney. They're going to put me on ice.
Watch out. They might cut off your head. like they did to Ted Williams.
Really? I mean, is Disney on ice? Is that true?
Yeah, Disney. Yeah, Walt Disney is cryogenically frozen.
Wow.
They're going to use a big plastic pouch that they suck the air out of.
I mean, do they really think that in time they'll be able to bring him back?
I don't know. I guess so. I don't know. I don't know if he would really want to come back, but I guess the theory is if they find something that can cure something and bring you back and cure it, you're going to live again. So,
right.
I don't know if I believe it. I think they'd have to keep me alive, you know, on life support, and then if they found something to cure what you had, that's different. But once you're dead and they freeze you, I don't know about bringing you back.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Well, we'll bring you back tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And I'll be back with bells on. So you have a good day.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.